Meeting of the Cabinet on Monday the 16th of September 2019. Item number one, apologies for absence. Andrea, we're all here, brilliant. Item number two, declarations of interest. Declarations, nope, okay. So item number three is to approve as a correct record the minutes of the meeting held on the 19th of August 2019. Can I have a proposer and proposer, Councillor Allen, seconded Councillor Barker. All in favour? That is unanimous, thank you. I will proceed to sign those. Thank you very much. All right. Item number four is to consider any urgent business brought under Rule 12, and we have no urgent business. So item number five is the forward plan. Chief Executive.
Thank you, Leader. This is the forward plan from the 1st of September right the way through to the end of the year, the 31st of December. Happy to take any questions on the forward plan.
Okay. Any questions on the forward plan? Nope. Okay, excellent. Thank you very much. Item number six, the quarter one revenue and capital outturn 2019-20. And Lisa.
Thank you, Leader. So this report presents the quarter one forecast financial outturn position for the current financial year, covering the revenue budget, capital programme, treasury and risk management. In terms of the revenue budget, this is covered in section four of the report, and at this early stage of the year, the forecast outturn shows a net saving for the financial year of £40,000 against a net revenue budget of £10.6 million. As usual, there are detailed variations set out in Appendix A to the report. The most significant of these variations include savings forecast within the human resources team. Income from planning applications is forecast to exceed the budget, and this is partially offset by forecast pressures within the arts, brew house and functions service, as well as the environment service. Overall, this is a positive position. As you know, substantial savings have been built into the base budget since 2010, and this demonstrates that the authority has been resilient and able to adapt to the unprecedented period of funding reductions. Demonstrates that budget holders are examining and challenging their spending throughout the year, and that budgets are prudent and robust, and risks are identified and provided for. In terms of the capital programme, this is set out at section 6 of the report. Paragraph 6.1 sets out progress against the programme of £3.3 million. A number of projects are taking place over several years, but overall the programme is in line with approved budgets. With regard to treasury management and risk management, this is covered within section 5 and 8 of the report. Our investments at the end of the quarter stood at £32.6 million, with a full schedule set out in Appendix B. Average returns were above the baseline and benchmarks. The report does highlight the risk associated with the timing of capital receipts that have been committed towards debt repayment. Borrowing stood at £11.2 million, and overall, Treasury activities have been in line with the approved Treasury management strategy. In terms of risk management, Appendix 6 to the report sets out the strategic and corporate risks facing the authority, together with how these are being managed. In summary, at this early stage of the year, overall, it continues to be a positive position, which provides a strong foundation to announce enable the Council to deliver its objectives going forward. In terms of the recommendations, these are to note the financial position at quarter one in relation to the revenue and capital budgets, to note the latest position in respect of the Council's investments and borrowing, and finally to note the corporate and strategic risks together with the actions being taken to manage these. I'm happy to take any questions through you, Leader.
Thank you, Lisa. It is obviously a very pleasing position. Obviously also everybody in the room has been through the report in a great deal of detail outside of this meeting, and clearly there are positives and some negatives in there in terms of the cost pressures, and I think everyone's on board and aware with what those are, and that we have robust plans in place to deal with them. So I will take any questions or comments on that. No? Okay. In which case, are you happy that we note the recommendations in item 12? Everybody happy with that? No, we're happy to note that, yep. Yes, thank you, excellent. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you. Item number 7 is the Corporate Plan Performance Report for 2019-20 quarter one. Is that Chris?
Thank you, Leader. So the purpose of this report is to provide an update on progress at the end of the first quarter of the current financial year towards achieving the priorities as set out within the Council's Corporate Plan. In terms of overall performance, there are 108 indicators in total across the three corporate priorities, and as usual, each target has been graded using the red, amber, green methodology. Of the 108 targets, 80 are green, 2 amber, 1 red, with 25 not yet due to be reported on at this stage. So of the 83 live targets, as percentages, 96.39% are green, 2.41% amber, and 1.20% red. Moving through the report, full performance information can be found across all, for all the indicators at Appendix 1, and this is complemented by the benchmarking data contained at Appendix 2. And as usual, where we have any exceptions to the greens, so the reds and the ambers, these are highlighted at Section 5.4 of the report. I'll quickly just run through what they are. So the red target relates to VFM 57, which is the further investment of the town centres and large settlements, which has already been approved at tonight's council meeting, but that will remain as red because that's off target. VFM 33 is an amber, which is number of missed bins collections, and the update is provided in the table. And finally, EHW 11, which is to continue to maximise utilisation of self-contained temporary accommodation for homeless applicants. And again, amber, which is judged to be just slightly a danger of falling behind target. There's one final section for note, which is a target for approval. So following the tender award, we're now in a position to set target dates for VFM 39, maximising tax bases through continued review of discounts, exemptions and reliefs. And this can now be agreed post-tender award. So the update here is that the County Council have signed contracts with the confirmed suppliers earlier this year. And a timetable of reviews has now been agreed. And this is all contained within the report. So the recommendations are to note performance and also to approve those revised target dates. I'm happy to take any question, Leader.
Thank you, Chris. Again, another very positive performance. Obviously, in terms of the corporate plan, red, as you mentioned some moments ago, we have agreed that and obviously discussed in detail the reasons why that was off target in the first place, so a collective decision by the ruling group of this authority. And similarly, in terms of areas of concern and focus, number of missed bin collections, which again we've talked through in detail in the past and is receiving a good degree of attention. So any questions, comments, observations on that? I am going to just ask for a proposer and seconder on the recommendation simply because of the target, I think. So can I have a proposer for the recommendations as outlined in item 12, Councillor Peters, seconder, Councillor Allen. All in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you very much. And takes us on to item number 8, which is the Local Government and Social Care Ombudsman Annual Review Letter 2019.
Thank you, Leader. This report presents a positive annual letter received from the Ombudsman. It highlights that they received 15 inquiries in total for the financial year and made 17 decisions. One of those decisions was an investigation where they found no evidence of fault at the council. The report also makes reference to the new interactive toolkit for publishing council performance in relation to complaints and compliance with investigations by local authorities. And a link has been provided to the annual report on the review of local government complaints for 2018-19. Locally, an analysis of formal complaints received the TSBC has is shown detailed in the report. A total of 42 formal complaints have been received during the financial year, and a breakdown has been provided for each complaint as to whether it's progressed further in the procedure. It highlights that over half complaints are being resolved at stage one of the procedure, and that very few were progressed to stage two or three, assuming that a satisfactory response has been received at stage one of the procedure. This is an overall reduction in the number of complaints received compared with previous financial years, with 2017-18 a total of 49 and 16-17 a total of 57. Performance data is shown at further down in the further section. From the overall data submitted, ESBC were ranked 10th out of 57 local authorities, and also ESBC were ranked first out of the Staffordshire local authorities. Happy to take any questions, Leader. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrea. That concludes a hat-trick of positive reports. Thank you very much. Any other questions or comments, observations on that? Okay, are you happy for that, the recommendation that the letter is received and noted? Yes? Okay, duly noted. In which case, I shall close the meeting.